Cody Lostro reached the pinnacle of his profession in 2009. The Pro Bull Rider and 10-time qualifier for the PBR Finals won the world title and over $1 million in prize money that year. Hi, I'm Greg Stewart. This sports and commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with that tax-deductible contribution to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect and find us online anytime for more information, or if you'd like to give quickly, safely, and securely. Just the click of your mouse at WWIB.com. Well, after over a decade on the PBR circuit, Cody Lostro retired this year, and he's back with me on the show from his ranch out in Colorado. So 2009, that was an amazing year for you, Cody, with the world championship, the big belt buckle that comes with it, over $1 million in earnings. Can you describe what 09 was like for you?
Yeah, 2009 was obviously a pretty special year for me. And to start it off, though, I've actually got it back up to 2008. In 2008, I had a really good year as well and came into the finals with a chance to win the world title. And at the finals, I kind of just fell apart. I still rode some bulls and won a little bit, but I didn't perform like I should have. And I realized that after the fact that the reason that happened is because I was worried too much about beating the competition and what, you know, everybody gets caught up in what people are saying, the hype, you know. And it really just kind of blew my mind. It took my mind off the game. And the game is really simple when you break it down. It's a bull and me, and I'm going to try to stay on him. I'm going to stay on him for 8 seconds. Sounds simpler than what it is in real life, but you know, honestly, that's all it is. So I realized that mistake, and so the next year, coming into 2009, I decided that all I'm going to do is focus on each bull. I'm not going to look at the bull ahead of me. I'm not going to listen to what anybody says. I'm not going to try to beat anybody. I'm going to do my absolute very best with the talent that God gave me to glorify him. And I know that I ride good enough to be the winner at the end of the year. That strategy was great. You know, it worked perfectly throughout the year. It was basically, I was in my own world, just doing my thing. I was in the zone. I didn't care about what was being said or the hype or even really where I was at in the standings. It was all just about so focused on each bull that's the only thing that mattered at that moment. And then fast forward to the end of the year, and it ended up being the tightest title race in PBR history. And I'm not sure if it still is or not, but at the time, you know, it was me and Guilherme Marchi and JB Mooney, all battling it out, and it was really an exciting deal all the way through the finals, come down to the very last day of the finals. Storybook ending. I couldn't have wrote it any better. Well, I could have wrote it a little bit better. I'd have wrote one bull, my very last bull of the season that threw me off. He was kind of my nemesis.
Yeah, kind of your Lex Luthor, huh? Well, Cody, you haven't traveled this bull riding road alone. You have a deep and abiding, unwavering relationship with Jesus. Can you tell me how that's shaped your life in this sport?
Yeah. I was never very good at riding bulls when I was younger, but I really liked doing it. And that was kind of what drove everything I did when I was younger. I didn't want to do really anything but get better at riding bulls. Looking back on it now, I see the reason that I had that passion was, I don't know, it was something that God put in me. You know, it was his purpose for my life. I can't say that I knew it at that time, but looking back on it now, I can totally see that drive to get better at riding bulls and do it for a living springboarded into this career, which in turn gave me a platform just to speak into people's lives and share the love of God with them and have a lot of awesome, awesome opportunities to, I'm not trying to shove it in anyone's faces, but I can honestly look somebody in the eye that wants to hear what I have to say and tell them, this is like why I do what I do. This is how God has impacted my life, you know, and through Jesus Christ that I'm able to do this stuff. And however that works out in the end, you know, it's all his plan. I don't always understand it, but at least I can see the step in front of me and the next step after that. So it's just something that was looking back on it was the exact path that God had for me. And the trials through it, you know, bull riding is a dangerous sport and it's a tough sport. I don't know how anybody can do it really without a relationship with Jesus Christ, because there is, I mean, it could end immediately. You could be dead at the end, before the end of your next ride. Not having a relationship with Jesus, I think that would be a pretty difficult spot to be in.
Yes, yes. Cody Lostro, the world champion bull rider, just turned 33 and now retired from the profession to his ranch in Alt, Colorado, raising those prize-winning bucking bulls. Cody, thank you for being our guest here for a few days on Sports and Commentary. Good to reconnect with you, and God bless you.
Yeah, no problem. God bless you, too, and thank you for what you're doing with your show there. That sounds like a really cool deal. I'm sure it reaches a lot of people.